with us this morning. Lord, we thank you for each heart gathered before you. We thank you for the joy we have in Jesus and the life you are to us. And Lord, as we spend this time together in your word, let it do all that you have intended to your praise and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So please stand as we declare the Shema together. The Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta Adonai Eloheka, Ve'ekol levaka, uve'ekol neshevka, uve'ekol modeka, ve'ahavta racha kamoka. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all you have provided for your people in your great and glorious majesty and splendor and grace. Amen. You may be seated. We're continuing again with 1 Kings 4:29. Now God gave Solomon wisdom and a very great discernment and breadth of mind like the sand that is on the seashore. As we're continuing with the manifold wisdom of God that is ours as believers in Jesus Christ, and thus being the recipients of the indwelling Holy Spirit, it would be wise to consider another great man of wisdom detailed in the Bible. Please open to the book of Daniel, and we want to see how this wisdom from God was in full evidence throughout the story of God's tremendous working power. In Daniel 1, verses 14 through 17, we have the account of the young men, including Daniel, who were taken into captivity and groomed to be the intelligentsia of Babylon for the sake of their insight and understanding of how to best advise the king. They were to be given the best of the king's table, which to these Jews would have been utterly offensive to God. Therefore, they besought the overseer who was to manage their care with regarding to eating only that which would so honor Jehovah. They convinced him that they would be much more suited to serve the king if they were able to practice their veneration of God and of his requirements for their daily sustenance. This passage details how God made himself the source of their wisdom and their understanding. Daniel 1:14 through 17. So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance became better and they were fatter than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink and kept giving them vegetables. And as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. Notice, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. So often, we feel that we are lacking in the knowledge of this or that field or concern or endeavor. We frustrate ourselves with the thought that we were just not properly trained or did not pay close enough attention in school or were lazy or did not fully understand what was being put before us. The simplest truth that we need to take to heart is that what we need, when we need it, will be supplied by God as we learn to fully put our trust and our obedience in Him. As we work and as we study with all our heart before Him, He manifests His truth and His wisdom in the course of showing us what we need to remember as that need is presented. It matters not how brilliant others may be or how skilled may be their training and their knowledge base. None of it compares at all to the knowledge and the skill and the wisdom of God in operation. He makes known that which confounds the brilliant of this age through the working power and might and wisdom that He provides in the lives and the minds and the hearts of His people. This was the result that these young Hebrews experienced as they relied upon Jehovah to see them through this severe time of testing. They honored Him and set themselves before God and before the King in the power and complete trust and obedience to that which they understood would bring praise and adoration and recognition to the Lord God Most High. Look at the response of the king as it is recounted in Daniel 1:19 and 20. Daniel 1:19 and 20. And the king talked with them, and out of them all, not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they answered the king's personal service. And as for every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers who were in all his realm. They were given the measure of the wisdom of Jehovah to the point of being specifically 10 times wiser and more knowledgeable in their advice and their understanding of the issues that faced the king in the ruling of such a vast empire, the largest of that day. These Hebrews were fully vested in their love and their trust in Yahweh to provide that insight which was needed at the time it was necessary and would be a valuable consideration. Then in Daniel 2:20-23, we have that prayer of Daniel as Jehovah so blessed him with the interpretation of the king's dream. This was something that no human could ever have done of oneself. That is why the king was so set on the manner of how there would be a response to his dilemma of such a troubling dream. He demanded that if the wisest of the men in his domain could not give the proper response, that they would all be killed, including Daniel and those other Hebrew counselors. Their lives were at stake as they sought after God to make known what was so troubling to Nebuchadnezzar. After an intense time of prayer before the Lord, Daniel was given the dream with its interpretation by Yahweh. This was such a specific and manifest response of God that Daniel could do nothing other than pray this passage to the glory of the Lord alone. In it is detailed the truth that all is under the dominion, not of man, but of God. He alone determines the outcome of each nation in the ebb and flow of leadership and power. God provides the wisdom that is necessary for the effectual understanding of man and reveals the depth of the relationship that He has created for the manner of our honoring Him above everything else of this world. Daniel 2:20-23. Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to Him, and it is He who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge and of understanding. It is He who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with Him. To Thee, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise. For Thou hast given me wisdom and power. Even now Thou hast made known to me what we requested of Thee, for Thou hast made known to us the king's matter. It brings to mind that time that one of our dear ladies was being sued for something that was none of her fault. There were some developers who were plotting to get her land through subterfuge. They took her to court with a battery of attorneys at the bar. She spent many days in prayer as to whether she should hire an attorney for the case. In every response from God, all she heard was that quiet voice within her spirit that told her just to trust Him. In that reliance upon the Lord, she went to court in prayer and in commitment, in trust that the truth would be put forth by the power and the wisdom of God in operation. Those attorneys eloquently and shrewdly laid their case of lies before the court. This beloved woman simply and prayerfully responded with the confident assurance that God would show forth His power and His wisdom in the midst of the judge's decision. She answered every question with the straightforward and direct and specific recounting of what had taken place. She was not skilled in police. She was not versed in courtroom conduct and nuances. She trusted God. She told the truth, and she relied on the wisdom of God to manifest His reality. The case against her was dismissed, and those attorneys were utterly frustrated by the working power and wisdom of God. Let's be very clear at this point. She went without legal counsel because that was the direction that she was given by God in this specific case. This was an explicit time of obedience and dependence upon the Lord that was being established through this manner in her life. This does not mean in any measure that we should never go to court if the matter proceeds in that direction without seeking legal representation. Many times, the Lord will lead us to the use of an attorney as He so directs in His wisdom. But our trust is not in that attorney. Our trust is in the Lord God Jehovah. We always proceed obediently with complete confidence that God will prove Himself as He makes known how He will bring forth the truth. In every situation, we obey and we count on Him to rule and to overrule according to His plan and will for our lives. The prophet Hosea in Hosea 14:9 dealt with the manifested wisdom that Jehovah provides in much the same stance of the humbling of all mankind before the glory and the wisdom that is set into place by Yahweh. To know the true wisdom of God and the reality that He alone is all holiness and righteousness and truth requires the astute and self-effacing abiding in His precepts and His ordinances. Hosea 14:9, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but transgressors will stumble in them. The wisdom of God incarnate, our Lord Jesus Christ, detailed the fact that He came forth as the living expression of the love of God for the salvation of all who would believe upon Him, thus revealing the true wisdom that is from above. In Matthew 12:39-42, He expressed that which is in the heart of all mankind as we search for true understanding in the manner in which our lives are to count on this. Matthew 12:39-42, but He answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign shall be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall stand up with this generation at the judgment and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up with this generation at the judgment and shall condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Everyone wants to know what the future will hold. Everyone desires that his or her life will amount to something more than just the existence of our day-to-day drudgery. There is all kinds of running here and there wherever there is some inkling of wisdom, some sign of anything greater than we already know. That is the constant demand of people for signs and wonders and amazements of intellectual understanding that has plagued humanity since the fall. That desire to be as gods unto ourselves. To know what is in the best interest of themselves. People will spend countless and copious amounts of money. These grasping efforts can result in the most outlandish schemes to try to bring forth some aspect of our endeavor to seize hold of our own destinies under the guise and the twisting of foolishness into some semblance of wisdom. An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign. They had the very Son of God standing before them, sharing the full measure of the treasury of the understanding and knowledge of heaven in their very midst. And they could not accept this great gift from God. They rather chose to crucify Him than to believe upon Him to their very salvation. They preferred foolishness of their own meager and faulty understanding than to find the redemption that would bring to their hearts and minds the manifold wisdom of God Himself. What they considered to be foolishness was in truth and in reality the manifested wisdom of God incarnate. The Apostle Paul brings this to the forefront in his first letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. He details how God shows forth His glory in confounding of the wisdom and the power of this age by what is considered as foolishness and weakness, and is utterly rejected. The futility of mankind's ideas is expounded in the terms of that which is really of eternal value and essence and consideration. 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised. God has chosen the things that are not, that He might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God. But by His doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. It is vastly evident that God chooses what this world considers the foolish and the weak and the poor and the despised of this age to do His great and awesome work. This is in order that what He brings forth shall show just how much He deals so effectively and so lovingly in the lavishing of His supply of wisdom and His understanding and His compassion in meeting the needs of those who are His so beloved children. There is no lack of anything for those who trust and obey His wondrous and amazing precepts detailed in the awesome gift of His Word and His indwelling Holy Spirit. This confounds all the logic and the scientific and the educational edicts and philosophies of this present age. All these are because it is based on the whims and fancies of a man's imagination and desire to explain away that which God has made manifestly known throughout His creation. Lord willing, next week we will be bringing this to a conclusion with the measure of wisdom that God provides and the peace that comes with it in our dealings with others. May the Lord be so honored above all else in the lives that are the living witnesses of His so great love, with all honor and reverence unto Him at all times. So be it. Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind, like the sand that is on the seashore. Amen.